You know, Logan, I think they're in the top five in 1A dual rankings. You know, they've got a real solid lineup. Tournament rankings, they're a top five team. They've got a couple number one ranked wrestlers, a couple really good wrestlers. I think when you look at OABCIG, they're hosting this year. They've got a kid, a sophomore at 106, Beck. He's got an 8-2 record on the year. He's been having a good season. You know, at 126, they have Spetman, who's 10-5, but he's, you know, competed pretty solid in the matches we've kind of looked at that he's wrestled. At 52, they have Logan Veit. You know, that's a name. They've had a number of those brothers come through and wrestle. This one, another talented wrestler, and probably one of their better kids on their team, and one of their better upper weights. And then up top, they've got some young kids that are, you know, that they're still pretty green. I think when you look at Woodbine, you know, they don't have a lot of numbers. Their coach, new coach over there, Bryce Shemp, you know, a real solid wrestler that wrestled for Hampton Dumont, you know, half a dozen years ago, and now he's in coaching, and so we know their kids are going to improve. They've got a pretty tough kid, a Murdoch kid at 32 that's been having a nice season, a Sullivan kid at 145 that seems to be having a nice season, and like I said, we know their kids are going to improve. I've got a lot of respect for their coach. Remember him as a competitor, and I'm sure he's going to put a solid lineup on the mat. And then when we wrestle Logan, and I don't know the order of the duels yet, Tom, on Tuesday, but the third duel of the night, Logan, you know, their lineup's tough top to bottom. That's why they're a top five duel team. They have a cool kid at 106 that's been wrestling real well, only has a couple losses on the season. You know, that'll be a good test for us. At 113, they have a Kiger kid, and Coach Kiger's been around, and Audubon, state champ back in his day, oh, and yeah. So that's his son wrestling over there at Logan. He's helping at Logan, and I think he's 16-2, and you know, state qualifier last year, real tough kid. At 20, another young kid's breaking in, but a Stevie kid, and they've had a number of those names. You know, that's the thing about when you look up and down Logan's lineup, you usually get to a lot of generational names, and the Rice's the Rice kid at Corbin's at he's wrestling 126, and you know he's real tough. His brother Wyatt's wrestling up at 160, and those are their two hammers. You know, a couple kids, state champion caliber kids, real tough. They have a Meeker wrestling up at 82. You know, another 195. You know, and he's been a little banged up early in the season, but he's back. Looks pretty tough. At 285, they have a kid named Grant Bricks, and really good football player. I think he's just a junior this year, and he may just be a sophomore, but a big kid. He's got a bunch of early football offers. I think he's up to 10 or 15 wow. Division I football offers, so he's a real big kid, good-looking athlete. I think he's 12-2 on the season, so here'll be a handful up there at 285. And you know, in the middle of their lineup, they've got a Carrot kid that's got a lot of varsity experience, a Christian kid that's come back, a lot of varsity experience. So, you know, it's going to be a really tall test for a task force, and a great test coming out of break to kind of see where we are. So we're looking forward to that competition on Tuesday.